Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
Para pendengar sekalian, komunitas migran dan pengungsi menyambut baik inisiatif dalam anggaran federal. Namun mereka mengatakan diperlukan lebih banyak rincian mengenai strategi yang disesuaikan untuk menjangkau anggota komunitas. Langkah-langkah yang menyasar komunitas pribumi juga mendapat pujian, namun para pendukungnya mengatakan masih banyak pekerjaan yang harus dilakukan. Berikut ini adalah laporan selengkapnya yang disusun oleh Biwa Kwan untuk SBS News.
For us, it's been an important budget. We probably would like some more specifics about the expenditures and how it affects multicultural communities. But broadly speaking, these are areas that we certainly welcome, and I think are really crucial for future prosperous and multicultural Australia.
Itu adalah suara Carlo Carli, ketua kelompok nasional yang mewakili warga Australia dari latar belakang budaya dan bahasa yang beragam, Dewan Federation of Ethnic Communities of Australia atau FECA. Dia mengatakan dana besar dalam anggaran federal untuk biaya hidup akan membantu para migran, termasuk para migran yang menjalankan lebih dari sepertiga usaha kecil di Australia. Hal-hal yang menjadi perhatian utama mencakup pemotongan pajak untuk semua pembayar pajak dengan rata-rata $36 per minggu, subsidi tagihan energi sebesar $300 untuk setiap rumah tangga mulai 1 Juli, dan subsidi $325 untuk jutaan usaha kecil. Namun Carly mengatakan ada inisiatif lain dalam anggaran tersebut yang juga akan bermanfaat bagi komunitas multikultural.
Certainly when it comes to the green economy and the future of jobs, and it's linked to training and the commitment to 80% of Australians having at least a trade or university qualification, a commitment to create an ICT solution to the skills of migrants. As we know, a lot of migrants come to Australia highly skilled, and yet they do menial jobs, the classic engineers who ends up being a taxi driver. Well, there's a commitment to ensure we have a stronger recognition of skills, monies for women escaping violence, but also that there is some targeted money specifically aimed at women that have come out, that have got temporary visas, who have experienced violence, so they're not caught in a trap where they can't leave because they basically no longer have rights to remain in this country. So there's protections there.
Selain itu, perumahan juga masalah yang besar.
We support the commitment this government has to work with territories and states to deal with the housing crisis. There is a massive housing crisis. We don't think that's a consequence of migration. It's a consequence of a number of factors, and just a failure to build both affordable and social housing, and also housing in general. So 1.2 million houses and units to be built by 2030 is an important commitment, and it demands mobilizing both states and also the federal government. But also changes in Medicare and capping the price of medicines through the pharmaceutical benefit schemes are all very important.
Pendanaan juga telah disisihkan untuk meningkatkan upah para pekerja di sektor perawatan lansia dan perawatan anak, yang sebagian besarnya adalah migran dan pengungsi. Hal ini disambut baik oleh Pusat Multikultural untuk Kesehatan Perempuan, sebuah organisasi nasional berbasis komunitas yang mengadvokasi kesehatan dan kesejahteraan bagi dan oleh perempuan migran dan pengungsi. CEO dari organisasi tersebut, Dr. Adel Murdolo, mengatakan sangat gembira ketika mendengar program Health in My Language yang diluncurkan secara nasional 18 bulan lalu selama pandemi COVID, kini menerima $5.6 juta. Dana tersebut akan memungkinkan program ini berlanjut selama 2 tahun ke depan, kali ini untuk memberikan pendidikan mengenai kesehatan seksual dan reproduksi perempuan dalam berbagai bahasa.
So stigma is different in every community, and we have to deal with it at understanding the cultural context of that, the historical context of the issue. So that is really important. There are so many different rules and different levels of access to health services as well, including sexual and reproductive health services. So our education programs need to, obviously when we're referring women into services, they also need to be tailored, because not everybody has access to all the services that are available to others in the community.
Ia juga menyambut baik pembayaran darurat bagi para penyintas kekerasan dalam rumah tangga yang dianggarkan sebesar $925.2 juta. Namun ia mengatakan masih banyak hal yang bisa dilakukan untuk program pencegahan primer.
If the national plan, as it says, you know, its ambition is really to end family violence in a generation, and it really won't be able to achieve that if primary prevention doesn't become a key priority for government, and that needs investment. So that was one of the things that was a little bit disappointing to see, and I'm really hoping to see from future budgets that we have investment in primary prevention with specific tailored programs for multicultural communities to make sure that migrant refugee women are included in those.
Anggaran federal juga mencakup sejumlah inisiatif yang ditargetkan pada komunitas pribumi, termasuk $777 juta untuk mengembangkan lapangan kerja dan layanan lokal di wilayah terpencil, dan $111 juta untuk meningkatkan akses komunitas pribumi yang terpencil terhadap layanan penting di Northern Territory. $68 juta telah dialokasikan untuk lebih mendukung literasi digital dan peluncuran Wi-Fi di komunitas terpencil. $53.8 juta lainnya untuk mendirikan pusat bahasa pribumi dan memperluas layanan pembelajaran. Dan $29.1 juta untuk bermitra dengan badan-badan puncak yang dikendalikan oleh komunitas pribumi untuk meningkatkan hasil anak usia dini dan berpendidikan. Wanita Aren atau Lurija, Catherine Liddell, adalah pejabat ketua penyelenggara Aliansi Koalisi Puncak yang beranggotakan lebih dari 80 organisasi dan anggota puncak yang dikendalikan komunitas aborigin dan penduduk pribumi Selat Torres. Dia juga CEO Kelompok Nasional untuk Anak-anak dan Keluarga First Nation atau SNAKE. Liddell mengatakan langkah-langkah dalam anggaran federal telah diserukan dan disambut baik, namun masih banyak pekerjaan yang harus dilakukan.
We have to say that we are, you know, that those signals that we're going to invest in children are really good signals. We know that for the first time ever, we're seeing $29.1 million over 4 years going into both SNAKE and NATSIAC as those peaks that lead in the children's space. That money is dedicated to ensuring that we are partnering with governments and that we are doing things differently. But it's still not enough. That it still needs to go the whole hog, and that means that all of our peaks need to be set up in that way. It also means that we need to be really thinking about how we stop children and families coming into contact with any tertiary interventions. Budgets are critical to being able to do that.
Dia mengatakan penerapan inisiatif anggaran federal akan sangat penting untuk mencapai target menutup kesenjangan dalam 19 target sosioekonomi nasional di seluruh bidang yang berdampak pada hasil kehidupan masyarakat pribumi.
Look, it goes some of the way, but I think what we see in all budgets at this point in time is there are winners and there are losers. There are things that are good and there are things that are not so good. For us to genuinely close the gap, and this is what the Productivity Commission found, we need to change the way we do this. There's a clear roadmap that says if you're going to invest, make sure you're partnering with Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, make sure you're lining up all the ducks so that what you're genuinely getting is system reform. And until we get those genuine system reform elements implemented, we're always going to miss the mark a bit.
Demikianlah laporan yang disusun oleh Biwa Kwan untuk SBS News dan dibawakan oleh Dilail Abimanyu untuk SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
Anda ingin mendengar cerita-cerita seperti ini? Dengarkan di Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, atau dimanapun Anda mendapatkan podcast Anda.